Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation actually intended to address the question of meaningful human control under Topic 7 on AOB, but we were prompted by the distinguished delegation of Norway to return to this topic because we think that this is something that is already, shall we say, ripe for harvesting in a way. I would agree with the distinguished delegate of Norway that we seem to be converging around the idea that some degree of control over machine is needed for us to be able to ensure compliance with international law, including IHL. But we still struggle to find the appropriate term that would capture all positions with appropriate precision. And I think the reason for this, Mr. Chair, is because there are two sets of delegations that are coming from two different perspectives, two different umwelt, as you will. There are those delegations that are straitjacketed by the narrow parameters of IHL compliance, which is totally understandable given the legal tradition that is inherent in the political and social grammar of some, you know, some states. But there is also a constituency that comes from the perspective that our work here should not just be informed by IHL, although the convention obviously is an IHL convention, but the raison d'etre of the GGE really is to respond to the ethical conundrum posed by the loss of human control over weapon systems. And this is an ethical concern that transcends the narrow prism of IHL. We don't have to impose one perspective over the other in the issue of human control because they don't cancel each other out. And there is a way for us to accommodate both. And I think the distinguished delegate of Norway provided a formula for that. Like him, my delegation would prefer the formulaic expression of meaningful human control. But we see that a way forward here really is to capture the elements, the substantive elements of meaningful human control and abandoning the debate over the nomenclature, which is something that has been gaining traction for this past week. But I think it would be helpful if delegations that are that remain straitjacketed by the legal paradigm would try not to be too resistant to accommodating the other paradigm. And we can have a formulation that would be a high-level guidance, as the distinguished delegate of Norway articulated, stating, for instance, that it should be prohibited to develop weapon systems that inherently would not contain the elements of predictability, reliability, understandability, explainability, and traceability, and other such elements that we have fleshed out this week. And then having another formulation that would state some prohibition of weapon systems that would not be in compliant with IHL. And these two could be the pillars of the first tier of the two-tier approach that we are trying to develop. We wanted to intervene on this in much more detail maybe tomorrow, but we thought we would just register that position in support for the intervention provided by the delegation of Norway. Thank you.